Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Hi, Nikki. My name is Shiloh. I am with the Disputes Department for the AARP Essential Rewards MasterCard. I do want to let you know the call may be monitored and recorded. I am calling on behalf of a mutual customer who has charges for lifestyle on her AARP MasterCard. I do have her on the other line. Is it okay if I bring her on the line so that she can provide information for you to look up the account?
Yes, ma'am, sure.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Ms. Belletti?
Yes.
I did get an agent to answer. Her name is Nikki. She is also on the line with us, just reminding everybody that the call may be monitored and recorded. Nikki,
okay.
What information do you need to pull up Ms. Belletti's account?
Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your zip code so I can be able to look at your account for you, please?
48617.
Okay, you said 46107?
48617.
Okay, thank you. And can I please have your first and last name?
Priscilla, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, Cipolletti, C-I-P-O-L-L-E-T-T-I.
Okay, that's such a nice name.
Thank you. I have
yes,
my
ma'am.
Order confirmation number if you would like it.
No, ma'am. I won't need it. Can you verify your address for me?
1300 South Cornwell, C-O-R-N-W-E-L-L Avenue, Clare, C-L-A-R-E, Michigan, 48617, United States.
Okay, is that going to be for the Wi-Fi booster?
All right. Now, when I made out this survey, I thought I understood that it was for Ace Hardware, and I deal with Ace Hardware all the time. But so I went ahead and I did the survey, and then at the end it says if I pay $7.45 shipping, I can pick out one of the gifts, the rewards, and they will mail it to me. I picked out the Wi-Fi thing. And lo and behold, I end up getting a $49 charge on my credit card. But I liked the item, so I kept it, and I didn't say anything. But now you guys are charging me again, and I did not order anything since December. So I don't know why you're charging me $49.50 bucks, you know, for January and for February when I didn't order anything.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the $7.45 was the shipping and handling charge that you had to pay for the Wi-Fi booster.
That's right. On December 31st, 2021.
Yes, ma'am.
At 9:05 p.m.
Yes, ma'am. And the $49.97 was the monthly subscription charge that you've been charged for the Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah, but I paid that.
Yes, ma'am.
December.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that. That charge was on January the 4th, and the next charge was
okay.
The next month later, which was on February the 4th for the $49.97.
Why is that?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be your
Why?
Monthly subscription. Yes, ma'am. That's going to be your monthly subscription charge for the Wi-Fi booster that you had to pay.
Okay, and nothing was disclosed to her with the product, with anything, that there would be a monthly subscription charge for this item.
No, nothing.
Okay, did you read, like, the terms and condition on it? It was saying that you were going to be on a subscription for the Wi-Fi booster.
No, why in the world would I be want to pay 50 bucks a month for something that I got for free? Supposedly.
Yes, okay, before you
I want it taken off. I want it no, I want it taken off of my credit card. I was misled, and I am very disappointed in the way you people are handling this. I got no receipt. I got nothing except the thing that I copied off of the internet the night that I ordered the shipping charge thing. That's all I have.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand that, and I do apologize about this experience. What I can do for you, I can go ahead and cancel your subscription for you. Would that be okay?
Yes, and I don't want to pay anymore. I want that charge taken off of my credit card for February.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment while I notate this for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry. Did you say that your name is Shayla?
My name with the disputes department is Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O.
Okay, you say Shiloh. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, and you say S-H-O-L-O?
No, S-H-I-L-O.
F-H-I-L-O. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And from which bank? I do apologize.
From AARP Essential Rewards MasterCard.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just give me one moment, please.
I hope they didn't leave us.
No, she's there.
I'm still waiting. Just letting you know.
No, I'm still here with you. No worries.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your cancellation and confirmation number?
Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready, okay? Okay, perfect.
I'm ready.
It's CS and Charlie.
T.
784. 614.
Okay, that's CS and Charlie, 784, and then C again?
Yes, ma'am. CS and Charlie.
And then what was...
Yes, ma'am, go ahead. CS and Charlie.
C.
784. 614. 614.
Yes, ma'am.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And are you also processing the credit for the February charge as well?
Yes, ma'am. It's only going to be for the most recent charge, which was for $49.97, but you won't be able
That's
to receive.
That's what I want.
Yes, ma'am. And you should receive
That's
your
fine.
Refund. Yes, ma'am. And you should be receiving your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. And what is your name again, please?
It's Nikki.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Yes, ma'am. It's Nikki.
Okay, can you spell it? I can't quite understand today. The phone is kind of funny.
Yes, ma'am. No worries. It's N-I...
N-I.
K-K-I.
K-I.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And what is your last name?
I'm sorry. I won't be able to give you that information.
All right. Give me your phone number then for the place.
Okay.
I'll make sure that Yeah, I'll make sure that you have it. It's attached to the bill. I'll show you where to find it.
All right, because I don't have it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling customer service. Y'all have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.